usually, he still has to, the shaliach have to know about it. That's only true if you are presently agreeing to a new set of rules. No, these rules were already established for the entire bank forever. These, as long as these rules stay in effect, you don't even have to know about it. Okay? But of course, the question will become, what about the law of the land? So he quotes it, the Maharsham says, well, the law of the land doesn't count. Doesn't mean that without this thing. He writes over there, it's quoted over here, you don't have to write it in a manner which ain't sarach lichtov zos for something shebedineim kamuva. What's a kamuva? Who said it's true? The Beis Yitzchok says it's not true. It has to be legally binding. It's not legally binding, it's no good. More than that, they said the Maharsham was only mekel in a situation which he knew that the bank people were observant Jews who would never go to secular court. But if they're going to go to secular court and it's not binding in secular law, so then it's not going to work at all. That's what he says.
It won't
work halakhically, or it won't work? Halakhically won't work. It's not binding. In their way of thinking, it's going to go into secular court. Now, others disagree and say, you go to secular court, you're a gazan, you're a thief. Still, in fact, you're just a ganav. Interesting. So he writes over here on page Tarla, ubebankim kayom shekol habankim v'acheveros misnala pichukim v'takonos kemiyesh bikoret memshaltit. Let's get back to government. You know, it's regulated. Nivesh afa marsham yode sheteriska tzoroch lios sheyelo tokav chuki. Then when Berjan and Galicia wasn't such a tightly regulated industry, the banking industry, but today in Eretz Yisrael, it's tightly regulated, and he thinks that he would agree, Bizman Azeh, it has to be legally binding. And more than that, it has to be signed by a higher up in the bank, the head, the president, whoever, the CEO, some top guy, not just any pakid. In other words, if a bank hires 1,000 workers and it's 50 branches, anyone is entitled to make a deal, you know, they're, that's what they're there for, and it's binding on the bank. But to make a deal for every single business connection, again, one schmendrick and one little branch establishing policy for the whole system. You need a top guy. That's very important. All right? That's what he says. Fine. This is all in the Bris Yehuda in Perek Mem, discussing the Heteriska Klali of the bank. And in Eretz Yisrael, every bank has it, just about. And if you don't have to know about it, that's the great thing. You don't have to know because it's part of the regulations. No one has to know about it. That's great. That's a big plus. Okay? And he says, if it's done properly, Yesh is a talk of the last two lines on Tarla. I feel like I'm initiated the Yesh in Heteriska. Kika Chashash at Torleda in Heteriska. Shim located in a Mishai with Dine Aiska. That's a Miochid. Alam Shemisasek Tarlab in bank. Afli Ladasu Mishai with Sasek Vita Kona say Socha La Bank. Vichala Malok Dine Aiska Ben Chutz Ben Lachova. That's all. He asked the lawyers, is it binding in secular law? Lo kibalti tshuva berura. He says he doesn't understand. The lawyers tell him he doesn't see any reason why a secular court should not take into account a properly executed heter iska. So that's what he says, and we'll assume that in fact is true. So he writes an Aruch HaBeis, the same as the Maharsham publicized his heter iska, all the shuls and the Batei Medrash. So too, in the banks, you have to make it public. So how do you make it public? What do you do? So you have a sign somewhere in the bank, which says, everything here is by Heter Iska.
Rabbi, why do they have to publicize?
What?
Why does the banks have to publicize?
Well, you don't want to keep, we believe in transparency, right? They make rules and regulations. You know, you sign a lease, you don't look at small print, but you can. I mean, I guess if you call out the bank and ask for that small print, they give it to you. But it's more appropriate to have it had a small print hanging on the wall. People pass it by, and if they look at the small print, they have to take off their glasses to see the small print. But it's there. it's there. It's important that it should be. If I'm not mistaken, every bank has it hanging up on the wall. To my knowledge, a Het Risk, which is properly done. Ideally, on every single piece of paper that the bank produces, it should say four letters. Ayin, Sadi, Hey, Ayin. Outside Het Risk. I don't know if any bank does it, but it should. If any bank does it, you know? I don't know if they should. This way it's clear. It's clear. I don't think people do that, but they do have it hanging on the wall, to my knowledge. Okay. As a matter of fact, in the text that he has at the very back of this beautiful Sefer Bris Yehuda, page Tuf, Reish, Mem, Dalet, this is the bank, and this is explicitly towards the end. Who beferish husna, shemeeza siba lo yada hamakaba lo anos in inyan ha'iska, o shoda klam ma'u iska, yeh gamke noag bo din iska. Beferish. Even if they don't know what it's all about, it works anyway, because it's part of the rules. That's an important piece, which is found explicitly in this particular case. Now, it's interesting. There's a safer. It's a Mendel Gottes from Library safer on my desk. It's called the Ikri Dinim of the Bris Yehuda. He never wrote another edition after the 70s, but he, that's right. But years later, thank you so much. It's like a kitzer, right? Ikri Dinim. This is written, what year is this? This is already 1998. This is more than 20 years after the first edition. All right, it's almost 20 years ago now. But he has the Ikri Dinim. So he has in the back, Eba Het Riska, something very interesting. Perek Chav Tes. He writes as follows. This is Man Achro, the 90s. The Tumul. Why? Because Hitbat Uyot shall come in Minali Bankin Ein Het Iski Takaf. They express themselves, it's not binding. Right? And they don't expect to honor these agreements. Yeah? And some say it's not binding in court either. And he has Daiti, Ein Lachshot Shazet. They already brought in the Bris Yehuda, we just saw some say it need not be binding. And also the lawyers tell me that it is binding. Quote, gotta love this. V'af im yimtza shofet. Or you must say shofet. She fakbek betokev het iska. Ein zeh ochocha she'en lezeh tokev. I, the judge. He's not an impartial judge. She can call shofet mistaka betokev het iska. Kfi hashkafotav ha'ishiyim. Ve'en bezeh ochocha she'en lezeh tokev pi achok. V'yadua she'en shoftim she'kovesh ha'tokev ha'et iska. Hu ketov ha'kol zeh ve'eskeh ben bank la'lakuach. And therefore, even the judge rules differently. It's Geneva. And the judge is imposing, superimposing his personal anti-religious bias on his legal wisdom. That's what he says. He doesn't say it, but that's what he means.
All laws, like all secular law, can be subject to the
whims of a judge. Okay, in a you have to, as long as there are judges who have established it, as being binding, it's good. Now, we have the prenup. Right? So a prenup has been upheld from a constitutional perspective, from the legal perspective. One judge, whatever, has his as hashka fotav ishiyin, wanted to say it's no good. You know? Like many other things in life. We have, not just that, we had a case in a Din Torah don't do that. Din Torah had to do with a whatever it is, it was a certain matter which the Bezin decided a certain thing. It came before a judge who was had a little bit of an anti-religious bias, and he threw our decision out. It was a Jewish guy. He threw it out, said it's wrong. So it was appealed to Albany, where they have no bias. It's nothing to do with our community. And all five judges said that our decision was right and the judge was wrong. So, what can I tell you? Right. But he says, according to what I said earlier, that every single paper to paper should say outside at the risk of, then everyone agrees at the bank here tonight. That's another reason why it should be written those four letters on every single piece of paper. That would make it make it better. He goes further than that. Listen carefully. This is the very last sif of the very last perek, Chof Tes Samach Tes, in the Ikre Dinim. Mikavish Avonoseinu Rabbi, Yesh Banking Shemis Askim Michutz Talvos Kan Bashkos Shonos, Dvorim Asurim. No, you have to worry about these things. Okay? Some say you have to put Beferish that the bank should only use the money and for Asokam HaMutorah. So as far as the Shabbos kashrus, no, we spoke about that in the past. Nothing to do with me really. But here, Koshken be bank shodia sheheteriska eno takaf rak lemisho sif betafsei a bank al piheteriska. There are banks who said we'll accommodate our from customers. They have to write those full letters on the piece of paper, and if they don't, we're going back to regular secular law. If that's the case, I can't put money in that bank. Why? Nimtza sherov alva also of legabe mishen hashom haTorah hey b'yisuribis she also this asik lehaftik stuff of a bank is that you can't put your bank money in that bank because your money is being used illicitly. That's the very last words of this Bris Yehuda Ikrei Dinim. So it's sad. I don't know. Again, I don't know which banks use the heteriska for everybody. Which banks are only using it for shomer Torah because they don't want to. You know, they know it involves a certain measure of risk. They'll accommodate their firm customers, but the most of their customers aren't firm. They don't want to take a risk in those cases. I hear it. I don't agree with it. Ribbis d'oraisa. But I hear where they're coming from. They don't keep Shabbos. So why should ribbis be any different? Unfortunately, they're about to keep Shabbos. Don't keep ribbis. I just had a case now. Shabbos, kashrus, yes, taras v'shpoch. Rabbi, business is business. What kind of business is that? This is Easter Ribbis d'oraisa. But and Kalvachomer, they're not keeping Shabbos. Okay, not for now. Fine. He writes, so back to the regular Bris Yehuda.
What's the problem with the bank?
If I don't keep the bank. No, it's your money's being lent out by Ribbis, and you're taking the Ribbis, so that's no good. No good. He writes over here as well, you can't put the amount of expected profit or the schumis pashrus in the same document. So you have to be careful how you do it. It's quoted Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Now the problem. They had a loan and they didn't do heteriska. Now someone tells them about it. They want to do heteriska. Very nice, but what about what happened before? Oy, oy, oy. Sifchav Gimel, Ein heter iska mo'olam afreya. Doesn't work retroactively. V'lochein amav v'lochaver shelo asad heter iska. Ein shem heter sheyuchal lekabel revach v'derech iska l'azman she'avar. No way. Who says so? Who's the rabbi in the bottom? This great rabbi. The last two words of Tarla, the biggest rabbi in the world. Rabbi Pashutu. Finished. Explains on the other side why. It's Pashut, obviously. You can't you wave your magic wand retroactively. Okay, it's Pashut. Oh, what do we want to change it? Let's change it to an Iska. Okay? Nisratze Beneyem, Tarlav, Shia Be Mikanel Habo, Atayak of Iska. Yakne Halove La Malve Schora, Shiyeshlo Bebeso Bekinian Suda, O Shiyeshai Vishtar, Shiyitne Schora Schuso, Bederek Iska. You gotta start it from scratch. You need a Kenyan. Her boss, you need a Kenyan. Okay, let's open up to the Dogel Meravova on the Shach, Sivkotten Mem Aleph. Shach and Tzidkot Mem Aleph, you can't just switch automatically from Mishehilva Lachaver Achakach Omar Malvah Machzis Chav and Enas. You can't just switch like this. Says Dogel Meravo on the bottom. Heinish is to be to grow Balm. Avalim Konam Yemenu Oshu Osu Shtar Iska Mishtar Beda Fila Achar Halvo. If it's a Kenyan or a new star, you can change it even afterwards. That's what he says. Okay, fine. So we'll have to understand what that means. Right, he writes over here, this is found in Siv Chav Dalet. No, Chav Gimel. Oshi Yischayev Vishtar Sheyiknes Chora Leschuso B'derech Yischa. What exactly does that mean? We'll have to see later what the precise meaning of that is. How does the shtar help? So we will discuss it. Okay, what happens if I don't have any schor? Haram and base. So, in makla b'kinyan sudar, it works. I have no schor. So then, how do I do it? We saw already earlier, if you recall. In yizakalo mos are they acher. Right? I take money, give it to Reuven to be. Money should be now belong to the original Nosin Amos. V'chakach yikne b'yosin Mos schora le'iska. Okay? This is what he says in Ha'ora Mem Beis. Fine. Now, we said before that a house can count as an iska because the prices keep going up. Okay? Fine. Now, what happens if the time of the iska is up? What happens then? So chavav, the chatchila should be a certain time. The shalos says it's even ma'akev, I believe. And some act nishtar iska. Shemlo yifral is not ploni. He must shoot tonight iska. Achiyas lamos. That was the whole thing. Shela we shown in the Taz. Right? So why should we get involved in the shas? Write it explicitly. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has that in. Page in the back, Tafresh Mem Beis. Now, some say that according to the Maram, you absolutely have to write it. All right, it wasn't in the shtar, and you have to have an additional schar tircha for the new period of time. Fine. And the pashtus, this idea of continuing it works. Le chol adeus. Okay, it's a whole fight. If you write beferish, it should work. Okay, you have to give again a schar amolo for each new one. That's what he says. Okay, now I don't want to agree to every last detail. We should get to it a little bit later on. I think it has all the various emendations to the bank. Which I'm not going to go into right now because it's too complicated. You look yourself in the last page of the banking because we don't have the original text in front of us. So now I want to move from the Bris Yehuda, as I said earlier, to other Svarim and talk about some of these things. So the first thing we're going to do is just begin, before we move to a somewhat a more elaborate discussion, in the Kuntres Heteriska of the Chelkos Binyamin. His own Kuntres in the back. Let's make a scholar here, and then we're going to, as you'll see, we'll go back to more some more fundamentals. Okay, so I'm reading to you in the back. This is after Kufay and Zion. This is the last thing. Kutrus had the risk. So, Bekitz and Nimritz, I'm going to give you some of the highlights. Here he has Sif Aleph, goes through the discussion of what heterisk is. Nowadays, he says, people don't swear even to tell the truth. He spoke about it more than one time. He writes as follows. Yesh adam lizor mizishava afilo al emes. And he quotes Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav. You should be careful. Os Yud, the Tziyuna. Af al gab da hosad mar b'shual ha-osid. V'yesh lochash du malay kam umuruk b'shulchan Aruch Shom. And that's the Mokran. And begin a Pashas Matas in the Medrash. Yikomako, Chasam Sofer, right? Choshmish and Simon Tzadi. The Gam Bishwala Oman Amikoy. I am Besomach. I looked it up in the Shuvas Chasam Sofer. That's what he says. Not only for the future you shouldn't swear, but even the past. Even if Mokom Hefson Mamon, based upon Psukim and Koheles that says that you should make sure not to take any. And Shuas, Shvua Yorei, remember that? That's Shvua Yorei, it talks about people who are tzaddikim and not such a tzaddikim. The way to describe a tzaddik is as Shvua Yorei, he's afraid to take any Shuas. Okay, as other posts can say the same thing. Fine. Now, therefore, since people will twist themselves into hoops not to take a shvua, so you can therefore pay the money. And I feel it may not come. Ain't kavanas to nachas to hear his speech. He's not your big tzaddik. Not your big tzaddik. He would swear. He's not your big tzaddik. But you know, he wants to keep his credit good, so he's going to pay the money. Doesn't matter who said so in the Yud Gimel, in the bottom. Chach Basodim, Kufman Beis, Vav, Stima Sharaposkin, that we assume that this works. Fine. Fine. And he gives a reason why. V'koro v'adova shelo yishova, shema lo yalvu lo od. Any wise guy who uses that, the risk of the guy paying up the agreement, no, they'll lend the money again. So the Chach Basodim is a realist. He knows what against the Shkub Goyse Tzadik. He's doing it to keep his business credit rating going. Doesn't matter. It's still permissible to pay the money. Fine. We're still here in, we call Sukkot and Aleph, but in the bottom, they have as follows. Acha'ezes man is chilu lasas het the risk of a derech shal palga milve upalga pikodo after the maram avigdars. Okay? And he has the Chokhmah Sodom says so, the Kitzah said so, the Taz implies that way, and Kuf Ayin Zayin end of Sivkot and Yud Beis. Okay? And if you look, he quotes the Chalkas Yaakov, why did they change the Maram to this? Based on what he said earlier, doesn't tell you what he said earlier. But if you look it up, what he said earlier, because you want the Het Iska to continue beyond a set amount of time. That's much easier to establish in a 50-50 deal than in a case of it starts off as a pikodon, reaches a certain amount, and gets to a milveh, map it home, then when the time is up, it should flip back to pikodon. That's a much more difficult extension. They said he thinks that's the reason why they changed the takonis maram originally, pikodon machach milveh, to chatzi chatzi. I would say differently. Chatzi chatzi is in the Gemara. It's true that Maram is based upon a Tarsha the Rav Choma, but not everyone agrees, as we saw earlier. This is tried and true Iska as well, as you can't lose all your money. You can only lose half your money. That's why the Chazal are attacking it. But they give another reason why they changed again, because of the going past the extension past the time which originally was allowed. Adka. So before we go on in this Chelkas Binyamin, I have to give it to you one last hurrah for this Gevaldik HaSefer. The Sivchai. We have so much. It's such a great Mechaber, so I couldn't resist. He says, this is in Siman Lamed Ches, about what's an Iska. He says, there are three shittas. How do you define what's Palga Milve, and how do you define what's Palga Pikod? What's Rashi? So let's start with Rashi. Rashi, by definition, is first. There's a few Rashis. And this is it's not just theory. We'll see, it's practical as well. See the Rashis. Quotes a Rashi, Rabbi Osai.
What's this?
Lamed Ches. The Rashi is on Samech Ches Amen Aleph, the bottom. So Rashi first tells us about Iska. First Rashi in the Mishnah. Ein Moshivin Chemin the Machzischar. The Rashi quotes the Mishnah, the Gemara Kufdal and Abayz of what Ha Iska is, right? And he tells you how you define it. Why? Stama Mekabel Pragmatchin the Machzischar Mekabel Olam Achrayis Chati Yakeren Beonson Vizula Hilkoch. He Palgo Kevin the Mischai Beonson. Milva who went slow. That's a definition. According to the pshat of Rashi, the defining factor of what's called a milva is the responsibility you accept for loss or loss of value. So too, Samechesim at base, the last Rashi. I'm going to think about Ilish. E palga biagar treitilsi behefsit. So there, Rashi says, The hashta leka ribis. Why? The hashta lek ella tilsa milve. Lo kibal rav ilish ella tilsa bachor yusa. There you go. Black on white. That whatever you have the responsibility for loss and loss of value, that is the definition of milve. If you ask me, Rashi makes perfect sense. But then he quotes the riff found in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Tshuvas riff from Arabic, the Samachesim and Beis. I'll read you the citation. I left it before I went to the city. I don't know if anyone picked it up even, for those who were trying to get my scroll. This was unofficial, Makara, so if you didn't see it yet, probably it's still there. This is there. I want the people out of people have a chance to see it afterwards. Okay. Sorach atal adas. That's where it starts. Shema she'omro b'mastisim v'tosef to l'mechzis schar. That's a mission we saw, right? Ain't kavanosim mechzis hachatzi b'shovach. Ava kavanosim eze chelet she'iyah. Doesn't have to be 50-50. It could be mechzis she'shereviyah. Okay. Remember, the lush, let's not forget. The riff is although Rashi is the biggest pashtun, here, in a certain sense, the riff is the biggest literalist. Lemachzis schar. Doesn't say lemachzis hefzit. Lemachzis schar. Now, of course, you understand that's because no one goes into business to lose money. You go into business to make money. Okay, but still, says the riff. Okay. Lo rotsa bazet, they said 50-50 in kuf dal and beis. Sho yiska lo tia ele palga milva palga. No. Aber rotsa lo dienu. Shashir shiyika chamis asek bo aschar. And I'm going to gain. Hu ma shiyye betoras milve. Vashar betoras pikon. The opposite of Rashi. Rashi says the milve is what you lose. The rest of the milve is what you gain. You see, Clark. The schar is the koveyas the milve. It's pikon. If that's the case, shlish or rivi aschar, even if they have palga bachrayas, it's considered to be a milva only in the shlish or rivi. Bilvat, he could tell him to call us aschar. Wow. Wow, we. Okay, so how can there be another sheet? There is. The Rambam. Pegvav alocha ikhla shluchin. Okay. And the Rashbam of Babash the Chayim. Doesn't depend upon the schar, it doesn't depend upon the hefzit. Kavu chazal shel olam kol iska yepalga milva palga pikon. They made a different arrangement for profits and losses. Yeah. Yochel lahosiv anos nalas for trade tilsim behevsin. I dezei yashdus anosiv bekavu osachras tischar molam. Yochel lahosiv amkavas trade tilsim beschar. The hainu shidas shishis schar nosiv lechetzi tischar molam. But vaday olam shem iska machsa milva machsa pikonam. Wow. Okay. This is what he says. So the three sheetahs. Fine. So then he quotes a series of makoros.
Can you repeat the Rambam again?
It's always going to be, no matter which way you slice it, it's always going to be machta milva machta pikon. Because kach tiknu chazal. Normally, machta milva machta pikon. We know that the arrangement should be that the profits and loss should be split evenly. But they can make a different arrangement. I'll gain more, I'll lose more. That's how he says. Fine. So this, Rabosai, fine. You'll say it's theoretical. No, it's much more than theoretical. It's a fundamental malchokos in the Rishonim. Fundamental malchokos in the Rishonim. He quotes a Ramban, Beit Anaf Ayin. Again, it's precise Makoros around my table. For those who want to read it in my scroll. But it says over here, Anaf Ayin Aman Aleph, Mol Shiasomim Mutal Haosan Beribis. Rib, what are you kidding? No. What does it mean? It means Korav Eschav Rochel Lehefsin. That's the Gemara, Anaf Ayin Aman Aleph. So what does it mean? Quotes to Rishalmi. Shami says that Pseida Aloch Ravcha Didim Didoch. Remember someone in one of the different talk quoted the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, no? Heads I win, tails you lose, and this is almost that kind of a deal, right? Pseida Aloch, if the loss is yours and the gain split. That's mamish karav l'schar v'rochak l'hefset. Normally you're considered to be a Rasha. But when it comes to Yisalmin, they will matter it. Factor amanat rivers katsutza. Why? You became of the kibble kula mamona v'milve. So what do you see from the Ramban? He holds like Rashi. Say the aloch. Whoever's going to lose, by definition, is considered to be a milve. Oh. So what is the answer? An interesting answer. Inami, the second answer in the Ramban of Ayin, what does he say like this? He said, if you pass me a Ramban number 12, you'll be helpful. Thank you. Here we go. Oh. Inami. Those who have this Ramban, the nice ones, it's top of column, tough lamates. Zuze pikodinenu, piesko. Ah, accepts full achrayas? No. V'achu yusayu k'shomer socha shemaster k'sholu v'star machzo. Oh. Whoa. That's what he says. So it's basically a pikadon. He says. Look what he says now. V'yav le me'alma v'alei ribistor reisu. Elamineu behud. Dome the Pikodon, Shekibel of Tzon Barzel, Ubi Abadinu, Ubi Yasmilo Gozru. What do you see? He holds, at the end of the day, Fakert. The whole responsibility is on the one party, and despite that fact, he considers to be a Pikodon, Master Shamachino, Shamasacha, the Oskashoa. Wow. So this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban Faker is following the opinion of the Rif. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. We'll see this is going to be relevant. La'alocha la'maisa. Okay? If you don't mind. Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. We've been here before. Well, perhaps. Let's be patient. Ramban Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Va'afilu the last line. Va'afilu kibul of kol achrayis shari, the mutla shamachina mekabel of lios ke shoel. So what do you see? You have all the achrayis and still considered to be a pikado. Where does this come from? So the gra sifkot and hay Yerushalmi. This is based upon a Yerushalmi. We spent time discussing this Yerushalmi before. I'm going to go into the Holy Shami again because it's too long. Okay? So, Ein l'revach klal, meridik. According to the Rif, it's your schar that defines it as a havo. You have no schar, so it's a pikon. You can make yourself into a show. This is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rif and the Ramah and the Yerushalmi. Huh. How can you go with the Yerushalmi? You are with Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi. Slow. But there's a ritva. The ritva is on the other side of all these things. Of ayin and aleph. Ritva, ayin and aleph. Oh. Ribbeinu shel olam, are you kidding? It's Ribbis Dar Isa. You can't do that. Why? If the Achrayis on you, it's Halvah Gemura. Ribbis Ktsutza. So what do you do with the Gemara about Korov Vashar? I'm not sure we mentioned this once before. I already forgot. A new pshat. L'chein Anokhan L'farish. It's a unique pshat. Okay? Against what we saw until now. Timishim the Omer Abonan. We have a general principle. We saw the Gemara. In order to be considered proper, you need to be a 1/6 acceptance, one way or the other, right? Not 50-50, either third or two-thirds in one of the other directions, okay? Oh, that's over the Dura village. V'chol the shokel b'ayla palga behefsed utfei mitlasa b'yaga. Okay? I'll get 50-50 in hefsed. I'll take 40% of the yaga. If you ask me, it's perfect. What has to be dafka six? No! You're karav l'schav v'rochach l'hefsed. You're a Russia. Woo! Scary. V'zeo mashitiru chachamim b'mol shiyusomim. She'en mazal v'akribis came in l'oshakal pagal b'yagra. V'shememayet min ashir she'kotetu chachamim b'nei sh'amol v'torcho. U'v'alma man di'ov v'rochi nika Russia. Okay? And who's this chassid? Remember I had a kasha before? What kind of chassid? He's an idiot. What kind of chassid shaita? He said, no, he's not a chassid shaita. He just, watch. Umad lo boy the mishkal tells Tulsa of Yagar, I'll take only 25% of star, 50% loss. I'm not a nut, I'm not a crazy, I'm expected to be big profit over here. He's a chassid. Otherwise, he's a chassid shaita. Hechel the chassid. Why is that chassid shaito? The Ritva's kash. Did we discuss this before? I already forgot. No, we didn't mention it. We never got this. I missed it. We should have gotten it. Chassid shaito, that's a great expression. Okay? if this guy's going to lose all the money, chassid shaito. Chassid shaito. Okay, whatever. He says, no. He'll take 25% profit. He's such a cocky guy. He thinks the 25% profit is going to be, because if it, remember, if it profits, who cares what the ratio is? It's only going to be one or the other. It's 50% of the loss. He's confident it's going to make a profit, so 25% is good enough for him. Even the Chazal allow him 33%. Azach, a real chassid. Beautiful. Ukshaos, a kashir, dabar rabbanan, zeo, karav lezeh lezeh, rabbanan zeh lezeh, midas kolodom. He follows the one-sixth differential. This is the Ritva's Yisod. Wow. Will the Pirish there? Catch us now. Ain ha'Yerushalmi holech b'shitas gemara dilan. I said, you're going to Yerushalmi, David. You're not the Ritva. The Ritva says that the Agamar is against Yerushalmi. Okay, so Bavli Yerushalmi, look at Bavli. That's exactly what the Ritva says. Wow. Wow. And he quotes a rush, shuta rush. I'll read it to you verbatim. Him kibel of kol achrayas nasa kula milver. Elo shein pikadon klal. V'lo dama l'sho mechinam. Shein ha-shalech ad v'pikadon. Avokan shen nosein v'nosein. I think it means omar viach. V'nechosin. Kevan shekibel achrayas. Pokam im elo shein pikadon. V'nasa mat milver. Like the Ritva against the Ramban. That's the famous Taz. Against the Drisha. Rabbo said, Kuf samach zayin aleph. So the Kamatz, this machlokas would be said about if it's purely theoretical, it's practical, it's practical can be, and the machlokas down the line. Ramon, one side has and that, take a look. Kuf samach zayin. Right? Okay. V'yurach reis ha-malveh, v'drish ha-kosa, v'niradim histimo v'tchila v'nos noschar ma'as. Today she kabbalah a misasik achrayas shapir dami dumya the maslav mischar amolam adamemuah v'doma the maslim shomachina lias kesholel says the Taz tomati al dvarim elu im yosef yipiat tzadik. You know what that means? That means he doesn't want to argue. Says he never said it. Of course he said it. Dika hetta b'din zel machmash b'shom shemar viach manu adayim b'tikana b'yarlava. Kavlach Reis, Kamei he must be more as the Meis Yosef Reis in a different context. This is the Machlokes. Can you accept Kavlach Reis and still be called a Pikadon? The Ramban says yes, the Rif says yes, Rashi's, and the Ramah says yes, and Rashi says no, and the Taz says no, right? The Rosh says no, and the Ritva says no. Wow, this is big players are involved over here in this fundamental Machlokes. That's what he suggests. Wow. Aye, Rabosai, it's hard to understand. The Rabbah, difficult to understand. Why is it still considered a Pekonix that's full of Christ? So then the Siv Chaim has an idea. He tells you why. What's Pshat in the Ramban? You know why? Because it's not a full regular loan, because you're restricted in what you can do with it. He quotes the Ramban, and the Rosh is the Kasha, Kevin Shamos, Biskin, the Lot Saw, Kibbutz of Kolach Rice, Pukkam in a ship because of Nabi Avog Gemura. What's Pshat in the Ramban? Wrong! Enim Lot Saw. He says, Shmita. It's not a regular loan. It's what's called a pikadon. According to the Rambam and the Rashbam, as we said before, that Christ is not determined that's a milveh. Could be master kashoel. Schar nakobet, whether it's a pikadon. Could be schar amolo. And therefore they said it's always going to be 50-50, as the Gemara said, with adjusted ways of calculating profit and loss. Fine? Narabosai, open to the Gemara, Ayin Amid Beis. Ayin Amid Beis. On the Mishnah itself. Ein Mekavlin Son Barzal Miyisroel Vimnei Shuribis. Rashi. Ein mekablin kol achrayis and nechosim ala mekabel v'shem osom ala v'mos kol zman she'en osom ala v'osom cholgam ashar. Alpha gav the Mishnah seri. We don't need this anymore. The tunnel laid after meches emoshivin the chenvon of the machs ashar. Should the mekabel of paga behefset kol shken hachad the kibul kol achrayis ala. Right? It's a Mishnah. Mamish Mishnah in Tzricha. Says Rashi, Nogolei Mishim Seifo, Avon Kavanson Basel, Min Ha'akum. That's what Rashi says. Okay. Comes the Ramban on Ayin of the Beis. Pirish Rashi Mishnah Yaseira. Okay. The Ramban has a different suggestion. What's the suggestion? Mishnah Tzrichi. The Evshel and Mishri Tzon Barzel Tvei Mimachzeh Schar Dechenveni. Why? Listen carefully. The Hosa Machzeh Milve Gemurahi Mo Shalot Keach Umocher Behem Liatzmo. Aval Kan came in the low the whole Tzon Nitnu El Tzon Shalom Marzir Aval Pisha Kibel Acho Yusan Shomasokha Shemast El Yeske Sholo V'Yitzrich. That's exactly the point. He's saying over here, when it's lavlo tzor nitnu, then you might say it's considered to be a pikadon. So, fact in the Siv Chaim, but look at the first words of the Gemara. The meimro de b'shusa de mekabel kaimo. They say pshat in the Mishnah as b'shusa de mekabel kaimo. See, it's a milveh. And that a pikadon. Yeah. So this is Ray. I'm still want to look it up later on. It's in the Siv Chaim in Simon Mem. So the Ritva has this kasha. You understand? There's a running battle between Ritva and the Ramban. I am a base. Quotes Rashi. Mishnah Yaseira. And the second. The Kitzur, the Ritva, somewhere here, is asking, I'm just reading from here, it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says, L'memra de b'reshusa de mekabel kaima. You see, Netzei Tzon Basel is a milveh shalovahein against Ramban, who calls it a pikadon. And don't tell me, that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling us, that's considered to be a milveh, because the Ramban of Ayinim and Aleph, by Moshe Yisomim, says beferish, that it's considered to be a pikadon, and he derived it from this Mishnah. So he says as follows, it's a bit complicated. He says that the Ramban's kavana is to tell us that the there's a kasha and a teretz in the Yerushalmi. It's a little bit complicated. And the question is, again, I don't have the time to read, go into right now, but his fundamental point is that the, I'll just read you one line from here. Kavanas Ramban, that the Mishnah is Mechadesh, the local Kushas Yerushalmi, and the Ketirat Yerushalmi. We had that, if you remember that Gro that we started reading in Kufay and Zion, Sivkot and Hay. On that Ramah, okay, quoted a Yerushalmi, Kamosh Chatzub Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, Vodom Mesim and the Rav Huna, Shliach Shenenas Potra Lonsid, answered the Yerushalmi, no, Pama Masa Shom Mechinam, Lios Geshoel. So the Ramah didn't make it up. He didn't make that concept of himself. It's an offer to Yerushalmi. So the explains that the Gemara is back and forth with the Yerushalmi's kasha, with the Yerushalmi's teretz. That's what how he understands it. So, Beitzom Barzel, which is kula pikadon, so your master kashoel, so he's saying that you can't do it. Why? Because you're not a scharo, like as the Yerushalmi said. The difference between an iska on the one hand and a kula pikon on the other hand. That's the distinction. So it's a Mishnah hatzricha. That's what he says. Oh. Now, there's another Rambam. Daf Ayin and Aleph again. One more time. You read it before, read it again. Tough lava test. Inami Zuzi Pikar and Inubi Iska, Vachoyusa Kishamasaka, Shabasta Kishoel. Okay? Vidama le Pikado, Shakibul of Son Basil. That's the line we said before. Then he says, Ubid Rabbonano, Ubiyas Milo Gosu. Whoa, we should say it's Rivas Ksutra. Because of the halva, Gomer Meshavet Navshe. That's the question which he raises. I'm entering into this funny deal of becoming a Shoel because of the halva. That itself should be Rivas Ksutra. Here's a very interesting answer based on the Taz, Kuf Ayin Zayin Sivkotan Tes. Let's take a look. Kuf Ayin Zayin Sivkotan Tes. Okay, what does it say? In a typical case, when you get schar al chelik apikadam, you are a shomer socher. Fine. Says the Taz, afal gav leyov le schar at meshul shebesasik b'chelko, v'hi anod, the mashkir zuzah, the mevet v'uk iska, choshev kilo notel schar al shmiros. This is the derived against the Rambam, which we spent a little bit of time talking about earlier. Okay? Why? We are not the mashkir zuzah the mevet buiska choshev kilo not l'schar al shemirason. Okay, and that's the case. No need for schar tircha. That's what he says. You don't need schar tircha. That's the famous. I want the gemaras for into a different kind of a case. So the Chavos Das didn't like that. Open to the Chavos Das and Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Zayin. He considered it to be a big dochak. Who said we're talking about such a case? Where you gain nothing? Kufay and Zion, Zion. Kosatats. Kavanoso. Alpha gav the schar rak and schar is askus. Kavan shama socha. Right? Kahanos samalocha. He had another mashkak, etc. Avshe bada schar was asin, mikomakom. If you have another master, and he's using last and the Kabbalah and Schar, it's considered to be a Shomer Socher. So writes the Chavasas and calling from the Taz. He says, he never heard this before. He never heard this. Doesn't make any sense. In all the cases of the Gemara are referring to a different situation. He finds it hard to believe. So it's the very end. Very, very end of Zion. It's like this. Mabakach sheesh lo anam biribi ha'esek. Mikol agob ha'nosin mechuyil la'asok biyomo. U'shanosin yasok yiyah gamkan le'mekabel ha'nos yibi ha'esek. So I'm there working for you. U'shan mekabel osok ad ha'nosin mechuyil li'an lo schar tircho. V'gam dochak lo'ma demastisin samaches te'katoni e'nosin mari be'en lo ha'nosu. Come on. It's referring to a case where the person who has the money is not gaining from the fact that there's more money jingling in his pocket to make more money in the market. It's a dochak to assume that way. Upuk chazi mayamad dabar. We don't hold from this Taz. Thinks that the Taz is incorrect. Incorrect. Oh. Says in the Sivchayim, even though the Taz is incorrect on a level of halacha lemaisa, he suggests that the Taz's svara is good enough to be matil from an Issa Doraisa. Because we can suggest the reason I'm accepting upon myself this very onerous obligation of Leos Kishoel is not because of Agar Natar. No. It's because I have this indirect Hana that the Taz is enough to be matil everything. Even the Chavaz Das says the Taz is wrong, to be wrong Lemaisa, but at least it takes care of the Daraisa de Kapal. That's what the Nesif Chaim writes in Simen Mem. Simen Mem. Oh. Fine. So this is what he says. Good. There's much more in this beautiful Sefer, but we cannot. There's a whole discussion about, we didn't talk about it really. Very complex. I just can't. If I start looking there now, I'm toast. But he does say, in explaining Rav Moshe, what we said, this is important. Explaining Rav Moshe, here it is. This is in Simon Mem Aleph, about Shiva Mama below Shiva Daguf. Rivers be banking, Beirava Mugbo. Back and forth, back and forth. His fundamental point, we said it in the name of others before, says as follows. Is look, typically, there must be a Shibud HaGuf. In a typical case, you cannot create a Shibud Nechasim without Shibud HaGuf. And we had the Ranik Subis, that whole story. It cannot be done. A company is different. It's different. I read you. Stam avo machayev asal kocha shibin aguf. Tablozo lechal shibin nechosim. Nakmedin orav le shibin aguf. V'chein nuchach mi apotig im mefurish. Shem shot v'nor apotu michovo. Afil ochi lo yale al adas lahata lahalvos for ribis k'tuthim apotig im mefurish. No one ever says anything. Lo yale al adas. So Rabbi Reese was here for Shabbos. He said he doesn't understand. Rabbi Reisman, Shlita, in his English book of Rishpah, we'll get to that's going to be our last. I plan to go through the Kutras had the risk of the Chagos Binyamin, then the Kutras had the risk of the Nesiva Shalom, and then finally to end with the Rabbi Reisman, because first of all, he's an American, and a lot of things are different than America. Everything else starts to throw. Although, when I take it back, Chagos Binyamin is also in America. But we'll see. We'll try. America, Israel, America. We'll try to end up with still not mostly Israelis. Says that what he calls a non-recourse loan would be mutter according to Rabbi Moshe. Now, Rabbi Reese says he's a lawyer, not me. He went to Yale Law School. And as far as he knows, a non-recourse loan is simply an apotek mefurish.
What's a non-recourse loan?
I told you, apotek mefurish. What does that mean? That I'm borrowing money from you, and you only have recourse to this property. say, a house. I'm borrowing money, and the bank can't touch me. I can be a billionaire. They can't touch my resources. If I don't pay, they can only take the house. Non-recourse loan. So that means the house is a potential mefurish. If you don't, you shut for nahar, the house is swept away to flood, you can't touch me. So he says, chas v'shalom. I feel about a potential mefurish, yesh ro shibud aguf. That a shibud guf on the sky of a shibud akarka. Rav Moshe agrees to this. Masha enkein. Bechevros who bank in Beirav and Mugbo, there call Alvasu Mugbelas Maklashibat Bechosib Bavad, and Moshibat Aguf. You can't create such a thing. It's an artificial creation, it's a contrivance, but it's doable. You can't do it, but it has to do it explicitly. The fact that I make an apothecary before I limit my liability does not obviate Shibat Aguf. As we said, we quoted from someone previous, I think the Siva Shalom. A guy of this fellow who made a non-recourse loan doesn't pay, and he has money in his pocket, is a low v'rosh of a lo yishalem. Bezdin can't touch him, but you're a low v'rosh of a lo yishalem. But in the corporation, you're not a rosh at all. You made this deal, a special deal of limited liability, and if I don't pay you, I look you in the eye and say, I'm not a rosh. That was the deal. I normally still can't exist. We made the deal anyway. That's exactly what the government has its corporate law. That's what he says. It's Shimon Achosim She'ein Bo Shimon Aguf. And apparently that's doable. It's not natural, but it's doable. This is a very important yesod. And again, look again in Rabbi Weiss's book, Non-Recourse Loans. Maybe call a lawyer and find out what that means. I thought it also meant that's a political mefurish. He says, Loyal Adas! No one ever says a crazy thing, he says. So you figure it out. Maybe I have the wrong legal interpretation of non-recourse loan. Fine. Mostly we have 1.5 minutes to go back at least to the beginning. We started the Heteriska Kuntris here in Chalkas Binyanim. Let's get this to, we did all we did so far was Aleph. And he has 26. And we have little time. So that's going to be a double header tonight. I need a vote from the guys Wendy Knight. 7 to 8 is the decision? 7 to 8 will be the second half of the doubleheader. Good. 7 to 8. Day night doubleheader. It's not in the major leagues.
You know the major leagues.
This is the major leagues. We'll have it in the trailer, okay? 7 to 8. Good. Okay, so let's just finish this. We have another minute. Siv Beis. The countries. Okay. What's it entitled? Schumais Pashrus. Okay. So he says, you can make a spashrus based on the shiras of the banking, right? Whatever the banks normally charge, or linking it to the cost of living, or to a dollar if you're an Eretz Yisrael. All this is okay. And then he says, you can make the following compromise. We spoke before, remember the Chokhmah Sodom, that as every week is a, or every month is a new deal. He has an interesting compromise. An interesting compromise he wants to suggest. Very, very fascinating compromise. Writes like this. He says, you can make the following compromise. That the keren is for a year. The revach is every week. Now, why is that good? What's the mila? Because if you hold at every single week as a new heteriska, which is what the Pasha Shana Chachmas Adam, you need a separate schar tircha for every week. And we mentioned that, I believe, yesterday. A separate schar tircha is a pain in the neck. This way, he writes as follows. You can have the keren for a year, and therefore you don't have to give a schar tircha for every week. And the revach is every week. You don't swear every week. So you basically were moda, we saw in the Chokhmah Sodom, that you made that amount the revach. Only thing it is that you don't have the same security. In other words, if the banks like every week, this way he can't pull shtick. End of the year, he said, I have no money. he obviously has to pay 51 weeks worth because that was already admitted to everything, the Karen and the Rebbe. Here he can pull shtick, but he points out over here, a shvua, some unscrupulous guy wants to swear truthfully or falsely, you know, what are you going to do with him? He's stuck. But two edim be much more difficult to produce. And therefore, this kind of compromise is something which is suggested, I never thought before, but makes sense, here in Siv Beis, in the Chelkos B'nei Yamos Kutra. Here's where we're out of time. It's 7 p.m. We resume. Stay out of the Shemaim.
Shalom agree that in principle the Ramban does agree that the Achrayus is the at the end of the day is what makes a loan. Just in this specific case where
I don't know. I'm not sure.